If someone doesn't understand you, you say, what I said is, and they say, well, I don't understand, and then you say it even louder. Well, that's what he was doing to this young boy. And I saw this is an opportunity right here, in this instant, to be an instrument of peace. And I put my arm around the young man, and I said, come with me. And I walked out to the machine, and I took a dollar, and I put it into the and he walked away, and he was just so happy. One tiny little incident. These kinds of things, I suggest to you that you take this day and look for 5 occasions to be an instrument of peace. And you'll find one when you're on your way home, on the freeway. You'll find somebody who isn't going to let you get in. You find somebody who doesn't want to let you pass. And instead of giving them a hard time or being angry at them, try sending something called peace their way. There's a wonderful line that I have on the dashboard of my car. It says, I can choose peace rather than this. And it's always a reminder that no matter what I'm experiencing in my life, I want to be an instrument of peace. The second line in this very famous prayer says, where there is hatred, let me sow love. It's been said that the 3 most difficult things to do in the world are this. The first is to send love in response to hatred. The second is to defend the absent. That is, whoever's being gossiped about, you become their spokesperson. I do this with my children all the time when they're all saying this, and then she said that, and he said that. I'll say, excuse me, but who is defending the absent person here? Well, why should anybody defend her? I'll say, well, I'll just take her position right now if you don't mind. And the third is to admit when you were wrong. And it doesn't mean necessarily to say, I just made a mistake. It means to say, I have been making the wrong kinds of choices in my life with my mind. I've been putting my attention on what I don't want, on what others want for me, on what the world ought to be, on what it used to be, and I can't understand why it just keeps showing up, what I don't want, what others want for me, what I despise. I have to admit, almost I have to rewrite my agreement with reality. And there's a woman that I have a great deal of admiration for who passed away a short time ago. Her name was Mother Teresa, a woman whom people all over the world revered, no matter what their religious persuasion. And this is one of the things that Mother Teresa said. When people say to me, how do I do this? How can I make this work? I say, this is a way. And I put this in the book, and I wanted to include it in this program. It's called The Final Analysis. And this is what she said. And there's so much beauty in this. And so much of what St. Francis was speaking about back in the 13th century, because he was a man who was ridiculed wherever he went. And he was just out there trying to teach people to bring spiritual solution to your problems. If hatred is existing in your world, that's an energy field. It's a lower and a slow energy than the energy of love. If you can bring love to the presence of that hatred, it will be nullified just as if you were bringing light to darkness. But for most of us, what we do when we see hatred is we respond in kind to that hatred. There's a wonderful book that I have a great affection for. It's called Power Versus Force. It's written by a psychiatrist. His name is David Hawkins, and he's a PhD as well. And he talks about how mankind has not evolved, because every time we have a dispute, what we do in that dispute is when someone has hatred or anger or any of these slower and lower energies, is that we respond with the same energy of hatred and anger. And what we do is we create a counterforce, and that counterforce weakens everyone in its energy field. They said of Jesus, they said of Buddha, they said of these great spiritual masters, and Mother Teresa was one, that when they would walk into a village, just their presence in the village and nothing more would raise the consciousness of those around them. Just by being in the presence of someone who radiates out this kind of love, you alter it and change it. And here's what Mother Teresa said. She said, people are often unreasonable, illogical, and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you are kind, she said, people may accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives. Be kind anyway. If you are successful, you will win some false friends and some true enemies. Succeed anyway. If you are honest and frank, people may cheat you. Be honest and frank anyway.